heard a thing like
love. Hey boy, nice steps, meet him like here to die. You left everyone ugly and you all said I. The hand is on me. It's just bad plans of life. I've never questioned anyone who believes, but I never shared a pew with them either. I have too many questions I'd have asked aloud, might have ramifications like lightning splitting the heavens. If God's ordering every step we're taking, then why is my father always chasing inebriation? Trading sober words and family affection for the quieted blur of intoxication. So in the space between what they swear and what I see, between a holy book of answers and churches that never felt holy to me, you might beg to differ, have a sermon to preach. There's no certainty waiting at the end of your speech. Just speculation with theatric punctuation, your exclamation marks conviction in the air. But volume isn't evidence of revelation, and confidence is just a mask a man can wear. Because doubt still lingers in the quiet after every final amen. Declarations of the faithful still ain't ready for what if now and then. Come now, come now, stop asking me to believe. Come now, come now. Faith isn't something you can demand of me. If Jesus wanted me a sunbeam and the rapture split the sky in two, then maybe I'd have reason to believe the way. They told me every trial has a reason, every wound a lesson to receive. But it's part of fine divine intention, watching a man drink alone while the house grew quiet around him like a prayer that no one chose to say. And the bottle held his full attention more than try to say. They spoke of me mercy without measure, a grace that finds the wandering soul. That I watched the distance growing wider between salvation and control. Moses parted the Red Sea, David slew Goliath, the water turned to wine and caught up. Miracles and sacred writ, but my father couldn't find the spirit to put the spirit away. Only when the skeptic can't return.